Du lytter til Studentradioen i Bergen.
FM 96,4, 106,1 og 107,8.
Følg oss på Facebook og Instagram. Abonner I podcast-appen. Ansvarlig redaktør Jørgen Berner Wilhelmsen.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
You're through to Kirsten.
Jane.
And
Nicole.
And we have someone else with us today.
Hey guys, I'm Abel.
And he's got some clogs on. And he's got tulips. Where's he from? The Netherlands. No, he hasn't got clogs on.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I can walk on them. And I've had them when I was younger. And I was able to run on them even. So
I saw a lady from the Netherlands the other day. Not Netherlands. From Denmark the other day. And she had clogs on. I thought, what an impractical place in the rain to have clogs on.
But are you sure she was from Denmark, though? That was what I was wondering too now. So how did you know?
Oh, because she's a yoga teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Go on, sorry.
But let's be honest. I mean, the Netherlands and Denmark are quite similar. Both
True.
Flat, same climate.
Mm-hmm. True, but not the style, I guess. I want to.
But
I mean, instead of clogs, Abel has really nice socks. And every time I see him, he has different socks. And they are super colorful and super cool. So I think much cooler than
clogs.
That's
a really cute thing to say as well, Nicole. Because it's like, you know, I'll say what you like, but he's got really nice socks.
I really like cool socks. I also have some of
Important.
Them.
So. Yeah.
Scandinavian design.
Ooh, nice.
So yes, tell us a bit about yourself, Abel.
So I'm an exchange student from the Netherlands. I study in Utrecht, and I've been studying there for 3 years already.
What do you study?
I study computer science,
and smart guy.
I hope to finish my bachelor next year, and then find a master I like, and continue on studying.
And in Norway, would you consider studying or will you study back in the Netherlands?
I'm not sure yet. Now I'm here in Norway, it's really amazing, so who knows what's going to happen.
It's completely different landscape as well, so and
yes.
More rain as well, so
I didn't know that was possible, but apparently it is. So
yeah, well, you guys had a really good summer as well, didn't you, in the Netherlands? Because we had a really good summer in Wales, and it is never like sunny for 3 months straight.
No.
So everyone had a really good summer, I think, in terms of sunshine and stuff.
30 degrees, no rain, no wind. It was unbearable.
Were people
unbearable,
swimming in the canals?
It wasn't that bad, but in the Netherlands you only have still water, like lakes and these algae gather, and nobody wants to swim there.
No, I was actually going to enter a race in Amsterdam before in the canal, and I thought, like, I've seen people wee in that canal, I've seen people sick up in that canal, and I just thought, like, but it must be a good enough water quality in order, like, for them to be able to put on a race. Like, they wouldn't let you swim in something if you were going to come out with three heads or something, would they? So you can swim in the canal if you do wish to, Abel.
You should just have a good shower afterwards and you'll be fine.
Yeah, but go in maybe with like a latex suit on.
No.
I prefer the lakes on top of the mountains here in Norway.
Yeah, you've been swimming on top of the mountains here.
Luckily, I haven't.
You haven't?
I think I would have froze to death.
Yeah, there's a lake in Voss, and I went in that like a few weeks ago, and I was fucking freezing. Honestly, like I came out for like an hour afterwards. I was like,
yeah, I had like similar experience back in Germany when I decided to go swimming in March in a lake, and it was like I was so freezing, my body didn't work anymore. So I think it could be similar for you in Voss here.
Yeah. So, yeah. But apparently with some of the lakes as well, you're not allowed to swim, because a few of them I've thought, I might go in naked. And then, like, because there's been no one around, by the way. I'm not just, like, going to get naked in front of people.
Like, in the middle of the center here.
Yeah.
I think all people would be happy. I'm going to go naked.
Yeah. Just going to go on in. Ooh, in my birthday suit.
Ooh, it's Kirsten.
In the Netherlands, you have this tradition. It's called, the New Year's plunge. And on New Year's Eve, everybody just runs into the ocean to like start the year off fresh.
Really?
Literally.
Is it cool. Naked or like with your fancy dresses on?
Maybe optional, I think.
It's not naked per se, but I mean, there are always these weird people. even doing in the Netherlands.
Okay, I think it's not okay. weird. Kirsten no. would fit really good.
I mean. Yeah, but some of the lakes here apparently the water that you, so you can't use it, sort of thing. So yeah. So yeah,
sad story.
On that note, but naked anywhere else, like it seems to be the way.
But I think, I mean, in the eastern part of Germany where I live now, it's like still quite common to be naked. And when I go to the lakes, it's like, of course, many people were.
It's quite a German thing, isn't it? Nudity
and stuff.
But I think
more like the eastern German part, because mm-hmm. where I'm originally from, it's not that big deal. But there, it's like, I don't care if people are naked next to me, and they don't care either. So there is not like this part at the beach where it's naked or not naked. But it's like you can
it's
be wherever you want.
Mix, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now we're going to talk more to Abel and about his experiences here. So Abel, how have you found it so far in Bergen?
So far in Bergen, it's amazing. Normally in the Netherlands, I'm always looking to go to the mountains, and well, in the Netherlands there aren't any, so you're always
there might be a hill like that's 20 meters high or something.
Yeah, so basically where we are now, this mm-hmm. is probably the highest point in the Netherlands. So yeah, that's basically what really drew me here. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really amazing that all the people in Norway, or especially in Bergen, are so close to nature mm-hmm. and really appreciate it. Mm. That's really something you don't find in the Netherlands.
Yeah, same in the UK actually as well. I don't know about you guys as well, but mm-hmm. like, you know, people would rather go to the pub than hike, whereas at least people yeah. want to go to the pub after the hiking here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And did you already experience a lot of nature here?
That's basically where all my weekends go instead of studying. So
naughty.
That might be a slight problem, but yeah, I really enjoy being out here.
Did you go this weekend as well?
Actually, yesterday we tried to do a 7 mountain hike around Bergen.
Ooh. Wow.
This is event in May where like 8,000 people of Bergen go around and try to hike all the 7 mountains mm-hmm. in Bergen in one day. So since we missed out on that in May, we figured, let's try it now. Mm-hmm. We sadly only managed 6 out of the 7 mm-hmm. because it was already dark and it was 8 p.m. And even though we started at 6, we didn't have enough time to do everything, but it was a really amazing experience.
I suppose in May, the days will be a lot longer, so you will get like the last mm-hmm. mountain in sort of thing, won't you? Because it doesn't really get that dark.
So. Yeah, and I think 6 mountains are already a lot.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Yeah, that's really cool.
How are your legs feeling today?
Today, my legs are actually feeling quite fine. But yeah, the thing I maybe liked the most was when we were on the Vidden Trail from Vlaanderen to Ørriken.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And we met these Norwegians, and when we told them what we were doing, they even said, respect. So we got respect from Norwegians, which is...
That's good respect to have.
If you have that, you know you're on the right track.
Yeah, I did this walk to the Stavallihet from a place called Kinsarvik, and because I was on my own, like a lot of Norwegian people were like, you're very brave to do it on your own. And I was just like, respect from the Norwegians.
the Stavallihet is the luxurious one with the hot tub,
the
right?
Yeah, the hot tub, yeah.
Did you do the hot tub?
Yes.
Ooh.
So there was a shepherd getting in his flock of sheep from the mountains.
Yeah.
And I was in the hot tub and I was like, this is a really surreal experience.
Can imagine that, yeah.
So, Abel, have you found any stereotypes and all when you've been here, or?
Well, basically the stereotype in Norway, which I experienced, is that everybody is really introvert, mm-hmm. but once there's only one thing of common ground, they just start talking about that and you get on to so many other subjects. It's really mm-hmm. easy to get in touch with them, actually.
Yeah,
but you just have to get them to talk.
Mm. Yeah, be the first person to sort of say hello and all that.
And what would you say, like, the biggest difference between people in your home country and here? What would that be?
People in the Netherlands are more antisocial.
Oh!
I would say.
Controversial.
For people in the Netherlands, it's way easier to have some kind of mean act or talk behind the backs of people. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel that in Norway, people just don't talk about you at all. They just ignore you if they don't like you.
So now I've been watching a new show on Netflix because I recently got Netflix. So I'm like, ooh. And you need it here because there's nothing else to do in the evenings if it's pissing down with rain. So
that's
you're just
true.
Like, Myrrh, put a candle on, watch something nice on the telly.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's called Maniac, and it's just got released, and it's a sci-fi series. And
it's a new one.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. And it's got Jonah Hill and Emma Stone in it. And I watched the first episode yesterday. I really, really liked it, actually. It's quite quirky in it, in the way it's filmed.
And what is it about?
It's about a drug trial, and apparently it's going to get quite psychedelic. But there's a narrator who's very, like, Merce, and this is since the beginning of time and all that. Like, it's I think it's really good so far.
Yeah.
And yeah, I used to have one of my weird celebrity, well, he's not a weird celebrity crush, but I dreamt once that Jonah Hill was my boyfriend.
Ooh,
not even,
yeah,
like in a, it wasn't even like a romantic dream, it was just he was my boyfriend in,
okay,
the dream. So I've got quite a big thing for him, actually.
So after that you were just like amazed.
Ooh,
by him. Yeah,
yeah. Oh. And I quite fancy him in Get Him to the Greek as well. Have you ever seen that film?
Unfortunately, I haven't. But maybe I will watch it just to find out who your celebrity,
yes,
crush,
yes,
is, and why it is weird that he's your celebrity,
yeah,
crush. Because I, to be honest, don't know who he is.
He
I'm
plays
sorry.
Like quite a geeky, funny character in a film. He's never like the, well, he's the leading man, but he's not like Channing. Oh, he's in that film with Channing Tatum, like 22 Jump Street as well. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I have to watch a lot more films because it's always like, I don't know why, but I don't know that many films yet, but I'm working on it. So
you're working on it.
At least for once, this is a movie that I do know, so
yeah.
I don't feel too bad.
Thank
but
you,
yeah,
Abel.
We should all start having a regular movie night, I think, as our show. No way. No way movie night.
Ooh, yeah, ooh, this would be nice.
Party time. Utmerket. Which means excellent.
Utmerket.
Utmerket. Wait.
Is there also a series or a show that you fancy, Jane?
Actually, right now I'm watching Jane the Virgin.
Ooh. Ooh.
No, it's not about me. And I don't know why. I just started watching it here, mm-hmm, and it's quite funny. I mean, they make fun of like all the romantics, like stereotypes, mm-hmm, and films and stuff. It's really funny, and there's a lot going on in that series. So,
And is it a comedy or is it a drama?
I think it's a big mix of, mm-hmm, all that, because it's like comedy, because they make fun of like this genre, like, and then they also have a lot of drama. I mean, people get shot, and I'm not gonna say anything. But
I normally give stuff away.
It happens almost in every episode. So.
Ooh.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
I normally, I remember with like films, or like, I remember my ex and his friends used to really love Game of Thrones. And then like, I knew what would happen, even though I don't really like it. So I would sit and watch it with them and I'd be like, don't get too attached to this character. And stuff, and they'd be like, oh.
And the boyfriend you have the tattoo of?
Yeah. X. So yeah,
that's a lot.
Also,
from a long time.
When you're always interested in this certain series and this actor, mm-hmm, is playing in it, and then you suddenly watch another movie or series and the same actor is in it, mm-hmm, you really have to take a while before you get used to the
yeah,
same
yeah,
character playing
true,
someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Yeah, it's like a betrayal or something. You're like, no, that's not you.
Yeah, I just watched The Office, and then we watched, my roommate and I, watched 40 Years Old Virgin or something.
Oh,
and
that's
then it's
such
like
a sweet
nearly,
film.
Yeah, it is, but it's like nearly the same cast. And I don't know if they did it like on purpose or, but it's so confusing. And after watching this film, seeing watching the next episodes, mm-hmm, of The Office now, it's like so weird. Hey, why does he have a girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Is it like,
yeah,
he is a virgin?
Oh, I love Steve Carell. He's so cute.
Yeah,
isn't he?
It's really,
yeah,
lovely.
So this is our show. It's called New Way.
Woohoo!
I'm Kirsten.
Jane.
Nicole.
And we have a special guest today called Abel.
Hey guys.
would you like to speak some Dutch to speak to your Dutch listeners today?
Hallo daar aan alle Nederlanders in Noorwegen. Heel veel plezier en geniet ervan dat je niet alleen maar op de fiets hoeft te zitten in de regen, maar dat je gewoon de piepbanen kan nemen.
Hey, dank je wel.
Okay, I just understood you can take the B-banner or something. Whatever you were talking about.
It's not important for you guys.
Ooh, mysterious.
Oh, was it? Excuse me, how do I get to the Vidden, please?
At least you knew like a few words of Dutch.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about a film festival which is starting today. It's called BIFF, the Bergen International Film Festival, and it's on till October the 4th, isn't it, Nicole?
Yeah, it is. That's true. And do you want me to say something about it? Mm-hmm, I think I just read a bit about it, and it sounds super cool. There are some pre-releases of films that will come out in the autumn now, or the winter. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like, as I understood, all different types of films. Mm-hmm. And for example, there is a documentary competition.
Oh.
So it's really like all different types of films. So also mm-hmm. science fiction. And yeah, I think you can find really cool films there. And at least, as we already found out today, I didn't see that many films mm-hmm. yet. So I think I should definitely go there and
you
find something
go.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I'm volunteering there. So if you want to come and see some films, because I got a free pass for all the films.
Ooh.
So if you want to come see some films, like I want to go see a few. Mm-hmm. There's a Nicolas Cage film where he probably is very angry in it as per normal. It's like, rawr!
Yeah.
And stuff. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And are you planning on going, Abel, as well?
Well, I hadn't actually heard of it before, but it sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. I went to this film festival in the Netherlands once, and it was also really cool. It was more of an outdoor film festival, but it was still amazing with all these short films. So I might go and check it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. So there we have it. The film festival on today until October the
4th.
I was going to say 7th. Exactly. People might be disappointed if you go and there's nothing on. So yeah, you're through to No Way with Kirsten,
Jane,
Nicole,
and
Abel.
Hey! I think that would be a good jingle, actually.
Yeah. Can you come every time, Abel?
Yes, you're our new adopted person on the show. We're going to keep you locked up here.
You will have to pay in chocolate, but
that's okay. I can pay in chocolate. So now we've got some people going on their holidays.
Ooh.
This week.
Ooh.
Where are you guys going?
Should I start?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm flying to Tromsø. Mm-hmm. I hope I pronounced it correctly. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's far in the north, as you probably know. And I really, really hope to see polar lights there.
Mm.
So cross fingers for me, everyone.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of the best places that you can see it. So yeah, get out into the darkness and hopefully it won't be raining or anything and you might see it.
Yeah, but I heard, or you told me, that you've already been there. So do you have any recommendations to me when what I can do during the day, or when I am unlucky and I don't see the polar lights? I mean, I want to do something there too, so...
Well, there's lots to do. You can go up on it's like the thing that we've got here at Polriken, like a cable car.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to hike up the mountain, you can go up there, and there's a really lush reindeer burger that you can have at the top.
Okay.
And then obviously there's loads of hiking. You can go husky sledding, because it's probably going to be a lot colder there at the moment than here. Have you got your thermals?
My what?
Like thermal under things, like... body, like long johns, we call them in the UK.
I don't know. I think I get what you mean. I think I don't have them, but I have a lot of clothes I can put
like
over
layers.
Each other.
Yeah.
If you just wear 10 layers, you should be fine.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then you can't walk, you'll be like,
and then I do the husky tour, because there I don't have to walk.
But
do you have also like maybe not that expensive ideas?
Yeah, no.
Student prices.
Everything, as soon as you step off the plane up there, is going to be more expensive. But there's like nice cycling routes, nice hiking routes, and they're free. You can drink the water anywhere, you know, like here. So that'll save a bit of money. Maybe shop at the supermarket as well.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Instead of like dine out. Although there was a nice place that sold good burgers as well.
Reindeer burgers?
Yes. Yeah,
but
normal burgers
meat,
as well.
So.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, shit.
Right. You're going to have to like find a veggie restaurant before you go or something.
You need to go in there and say, can I have a burger without the reindeer?
Yeah, it'll just give you like a bap. A bread roll.
And maybe a bit salad in between.
Yummy.
But let's see. I mean, I will tell you next week what I did. Mm-hmm. But I think Jane is also going away this weekend.
I'm also going, like a small trip. We're taking the train to Oslo.
Oh, the train's meant to be beautiful there as
That's
well.
That's why we go there. That's actually the reason. So
the way is the... Oh, how do we say? The way is the goal? No.
Oh, the journey.
Yeah,
the journey, not the destination.
Exactly, you got me.
Exactly, spot on this one.
It's outstanding. Like every tunnel you go through when you come out, you're just like, oh.
You already done it?
Not all the way to Oslo, but I've been to Voss. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit of the way.
Yeah, I hope it's going to be beautiful. I mean, we take not the night train, but like in the daytime. So, I mean, hopefully the weather is nice, and if it isn't, luckily we're in the train and outside. So
so how many hours will you actually be in Oslo?
Like 2 days or 1.5 days.
Oh, okay, so you'll have a lot of time to sightsee.
Yeah. And do you have any plans what you want to do there?
Not at all, actually, mm-hmm. because as I said, it's like more for the train ride, mm-hmm. and then we are very open for spontaneous stuff when we get there. I mean, it's like you can plan a lot of stuff, or you can just go there and see where it leads you. So
Well, I've heard the weather is a lot better there as well, so you might want to bring your swimming costume.
It's gonna be sun.
Yeah, you can just swim off the fjord there. I've heard it's really nice, like here as well, but you don't really want to anymore here because it's too cold.
So yeah, I just thought then we're like on the really opposite side, and you are warm and sunny, and I'm probably freezing a lot.
But I'm gonna think of you.
Yeah, probably, or hopefully I will see the polar lights, which you won't, I think so.
Yeah, true. I will see a lot of city lights, probably.
And seagulls.
Ooh, yeah.
So this week, dear listeners, what day was it when we went?
Monday?
For the photo shoot.
Thursday.
I think it's Thursday.
Oh, that's true.
Thursday, was it?
Photo shoot.
Monday.
A photo shoot for what?
I had no idea what day it is anymore in my life. Right. Yeah.
To answer your question, it's for our podcast and social media appearance, as it got like
Facebook.
This, Instagram and however, so that you can have nice pictures of us. And mm-hmm. it sounds weird.
Nice pictures of us.
On Pornhub.
Jones like to be naked, guys, do you remember?
I mean, it was
be on
wet,
videos as well.
It was a rain though, so...
But we draw the line at X-Hamster. We're never going on that website. So,
okay.
Nicole's looking confused.
Moving on.
Yeah.
So,
hi, Mum.
So, where did you guys go for the photo shoot, Jane?
Well, we tried to be really tourist-minded. So, we went to Bryggen.
Ooh.
Woo. And then it started raining, like a real tourist tour. Yeah.
And we had the full experience.
Yeah,
didn't
it was not like just a bit of rain. It was so strong. And
it was a river coming from the skies.
Did you manage to capture the rain on the camera? Or?
I believe so. Yeah,
I saw a picture and it looked so good on the camera. Yeah. But everyone just ran inside and we were there outside trying to have a nice picture.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no way. It. And we had a trumpet and we had like stereotypical ponchos and shit.
And
we met like massive bell ends, didn't we?
In the rain, especially because we stayed in the rain, even though it was like everybody was leaving and running, and we just stayed there and got shut down.
I'm really looking forward to seeing these pictures.
Yeah, but it's not only this. Then after some time, when we thought like, yeah, we got a nice picture now, we decided to go inside too. So we went in one of those super touristic stores and had a picture there with a polar bear. Or reindeer, I'm not sure.
Both of them were stuffed.
Yeah.
They were dead.
A moose.
They
were
dead as a dodo.
And we had some Norwegian like flags and hats and whatever. So we did the most touristic that we could do.
Yeah.
So who was the Viking?
There were no Viking hats.
I really wanted Viking hats.
Missed chance.
I know.
We have to redo it.
That's too bad.
We can do some later on. We'll get some Viking hats.
Then we're real Vikings.
We'll
drink
out of horns as well. Like, or sporans or whatever they're called. I think there's sporans in Scotland, so you know what I mean.
And then sit in this Viking boat. Just rowing through the harbour.
I've seen one. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, Ava has really, really good ideas for us. So our social media pages will be really active, I think.
Yeah, but we might have to indulge in some sort of Game of Thrones type violence as well. So we might go to prison at the same time. Lots of blood.
It will be worth it.
Yeah, well.
I've always said I want a Viking burial, actually. Have you ever heard of one of those guys?
No.
So it's basically where there's many different types, but there's one where they set fire to a boat that you're in and send you to like the middle of a lake.
I'm not that much in doing this. I think it looks gorgeous on pictures, but I don't want to sit in this boat.
But isn't that when you're dead?
Yes,
and they gotta bury you.
Yeah. Okay. So you won't be aware of it. We'll just do it.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully not like in this show.
Not during this hour on a Wednesday.
Oh, thank hopefully. You. You're so...
Maybe on the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, on a Friday night.
So friendly. That's what I wanted to say.
Friday night. <yes.
laughs> Our Friday night burning. Yay.
Yeah, I mean, we know with Kirsten there are happening weird things or funny things or however when she's drunk, but hopefully she won't kill me. Guys, if I'm dead or I'm not there anymore the next episodes, you know what happened.
Please just get another tattoo then. It would be trouble.
I don't know what you guys do with your guests on Friday night, but
this is why we've invited you in, Abel. You'll soon find out. But lock the door.
But this Friday I'm safe because this Friday I'm in Tromsø. So
we're not here. So if you disappear, it's Kirsten.
We can just do our own show and then.
Abel wants to take over the show. Did you hear this, Jane?
I will not allow this. Don't worry, I won't.
Thank you, Kirsten.
What did you get up to over the weekend, guys?
Like last weekend or... not in the weekend, but this Monday I went to a football game. Oh, it wasn't Monday. It was Sunday. Yeah, it was in the weekend. Yeah, true. I went to Brann Stadion.
Oh, mm-hmm.
If you heard that in Bibanen. Went there to a football game with Brann, like the Bergen football team.
Oh, yeah.
And we stood right in the middle of all the hardcore football fans.
How was it? Did you break anything? Or, like,
I mean, the guy in front of me jumped up and down and screamed and like when we didn't. Yeah, it was intense. Yeah, a lot of... manly hormones or something.
Testosterone. Yeah.
A lot, yeah. we tried to sing along, but it didn't work.
Actually, when I came back from the hike, it was quite quiet in the Bibane. And then we were at the stop at Brann Stadion.
Yeah.
And then all these supporters came in and the entire Bibane was just overcrowded and crammed.
Yeah, I was probably one of them. Yep. It was a lot.
Yeah, you want to go on or?
I mean, it was a, they didn't win, they didn't lose, it was 1-1. So I guess they weren't that satisfied, but not like, I mean.
But not overly angry and punching each other and headbutting each other.
The guy in front of me was, he was jumping, but I mean, he could jump anyhow.
But I heard that Abel, you did something really cool on Saturday, didn't you?
You're right. On Saturday I went to the TED Talks in Bergen.
There's
this event called TEDx Bergen, and that was this Saturday, so we were lucky to be for the half year that we were here, that was actually in that half year. And it was an amazing experience. There were about 7 or 8 speakers with all their own ideas worth spreading. And it was a really day full of inspiration for everyone, basically.
Oh, wow. And what was your favorite talk about?
The favorite talk of mine was about that failure is actually the key to success.
Oh, yeah.
There was someone who was forced in the military in Norway, and he didn't want to go there, but eventually he tried to make the most of it. So he set this goal for himself to be commander on this crazy fighter ship, of which he was really excited. And eventually he just ended up failing a whole lot of times, but he and his buddies learned from his failures, and eventually he didn't fail and he got the job he craved. So I thought it was a really inspiring story.
Just never
give up, and if you fall, learn of it, get back up, improve, and do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, cool.
So yeah, I think if you needed a motivation speaker, just call Abel. Yeah. Or we should have you more often on the show. But unfortunately, or on the other hand, it's really good that we have different guests. So mm-hmm. You won't probably won't be here. Maybe one time later on. But
well,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'm always able to to cheer you guys up. So
thank you.
But you don't know what we've got planned for you on the weekend. Well, when the other guys are away. Viking burial.
Have so. Fun, Kirsten and Abel.
I don't think I'll notice that much of it when I'm in the boat going down.
Yes. In flames. You won't be awake. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see what Kirsten is telling us next week.
So, yes, if you've enjoyed our show today.
No way.
You can listen to our show next week. So, just a recap, you've got the Bergen International Film Festival starting today. Mm-hmm. And that's on until, Nicole?
4th of October.
Cool. And what else can people get up to this week?
They can join Oslo or yeah, Tromsø.
Yeah, your Tromsø or Oslo trips.
I mean, it's going to be sunny in Oslo, so woo.
And hopefully there are polar lights in Tromsø. So.
Yeah. So we'll have a lot to talk about next week. So bye from me, Kirsten.
Jane.
And Nicole.
And
from Abel.
Yep. And don't get too attached to Abel, because he won't be here next week. We've got a Viking burial planned for him. So goodbye, everyone. Take care. No way.
Bye-bye.